Episode 33 of Shut Up Cincinnati. Hey guys.
I love the three.
Yeah, it went on a little while now.
Your face was the best part.
Do what? You got to talk into the mic there, homeboy.
Okay.
Not that level. Back off.
Yeah, episode 33, a special episode amidst all this bullshit. We're going to try to do something fun.
Yeah. The world's burning down. Let's make some fart and dick jokes and whatnot and not talk about that for an hour.
Asshole jokes and got to have a dick joke or 10 in this thing. So it's not just the fucking country that's burning down. They're doing the shit in Europe all over the place, too.
I don't think it's all over Europe right now, isn't it? I've heard England or some shit.
They said it was in England. It was in Denmark. They were doing it in Denmark. Germany was doing it.
That sounds awful.
Fuck yeah, it does.
You know, I brought those chicken wings in, and then I didn't bring them over to the table.
That's a bad call. We're doing something special tonight, guys. And what's it called? It's called the Yacht Ones Challenge. And we got the infamous Miggy in the studio with us.
It is true.
Miggy
finally made his way after a long day as the cooking. Yeah, sat there in the middle. This is the Yacht One Challenge. Basically, what's going on is Northside Yacht Club in Northside, obviously, is having a challenge or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Either way, they had eight different chefs from different local Cincinnati restaurants, including Longfella, word I can't pronounce, a bunch of them. We'll get to them when we actually go through the wings. But eight different places, they all made their own wings from 1 to 8 as far as spicy level. They challenged us, not really us, but everybody in general.
That's us.
To take this challenge, eat all the wings, I guess talk about them, and answer these goofy-ass fucking questions that are on the back of this sheet, which I don't know if we'll go through all those or not, because I don't really give a fuck about their challenge, per se. I just wanted to eat some wings, and I think this would be fun. So that's what we're going to do, guys. So we start right away. We just diving in.
Well, Miggy will give us a little background on this. These chefs that all made these sauces, were they instructed to go from different heats or...
Yeah, basically, that yacht club or whatever, when they were organizing it, they called some chef buddies, and whoever wanted to do it, you know, that they called could do it, and then they were like, there's going to be 8 chefs, the 8th chef being the chef at Northside Yacht Club,
so okay.
7 other restaurants, including their own, and then basically, they draw out of a hat or something like that, where they pick the heat level, and whatever you draw, then you get that number level of heat, and I got 7 out of 8, which I was excited about.
Fuck
because,
yeah!
Because like I'm into spicy shit. So,
but then the ironic twist here,
I would have been like, I'm not doing it.
The ironic twist is here: the one that didn't come was Miggy's, right?
Yeah. So we got it. I went through some lengths, and my neighbor even she brought me them from work because she works there, and then. We open it up, and my sauce is the only one missing, actually. We got 2 number 3s or 2 number 4s or something. And then 7, the second to hottest one, isn't even
now,
in here.
Do you think they rigged this so you wouldn't pick yourself as the winner, or we wouldn't pick you as a winner since you're sitting between us, and they think like automatically we're going to pick Miguel?
I think they're too drunk to
yeah,
think
that's what I think.
Ahead.
I know John. I know Mr. Weiner. He loves himself a beer or 25. And
Weiner?
Weiner.
I bet you it's Wiener. He just probably changed the pronunciation.
He probably hates it if you heard that over and over again.
I got a friend whose last name, legal last name is Boner.
I know a bunch of Weiners and a bunch of Wieners, and the ones that are actually Wiener, and you say Weiner, They'll actually. I like when they correct you and
fuck
say,
yeah.
"No, I'm Wiener." No,
if sir, I had Wiener. A name like that,
he said to his son, he said, "You know what? If he said the reason, you just if they ever make fun of you for our name, they said, just tell them there's a reason that we have that last name."
We're packing.
Well, my buddy's legitimately real true, last though. Name is yeah. Boner.
Yeah,
and everyone always asks him, "Why don't you say it's French, Boner?" Whatever, because B-O-N-E-R. You can't put a T on it and say Bonet.
Yeah.
He goes, fuck no. My name's Boner. If your name was Boner, wouldn't you be Boner?
I'm get like, by Boner.
Yeah. We had a Boner in high school, too. He said Boner.
I wouldn't. With one N.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. I think you're onto something. I think, you know, like back in the day, I think Baumann meant some kind of German industry. It's a German name. And you wonder, the people that were named Wiener or Boner, is it because they were the cocksmiths of their age?
It could have been.
You know what I mean? They were laying down the fucking wood, so they're, you know, that's John Wiener.
I'd be Wiener.
I'd claim Wiener.
Okay. And I would tell people the backstory. I would say, they named you after what your strengths were.
What you're good at back in the day. Yeah,
my name is Vayner.
I think if my name was Wiener, I would change it to Wiener. You know, I would just go fuck yourself. I'm Wiener, Mom.
I pronounce it however I want to. Mickey, I'm pretty sure you're going to have to move a little bit closer because I don't think anybody's going to hear
you. For a singer of a band, you stay way the fuck away from a microphone.
That's because I've got such large pipes.
That is true. I guess when you're singing, you're actually singing.
No, I don't know.
That's good. That's good where you're at right now.
As far away as you
He don't have headphones. He's at a disadvantage.
That's why.
You know what I mean? He can't really hear himself.
Yeah, I get it. So are we going to dive right in this thing? Or
I'm ready, man. Let's try number one. That is Che's Cherry Barbecue. This is a – we got 16 wings, so I got 10 backup wings from another restaurant that's not as good.
With no sauce on them.
Nothing. Everything's dry. And, you know, I've never had Northside Yacht Club's food. I've always heard how great it was. And I'm looking at these fucking wings right now, and those look delectable.
Oh,
without the sauce.
They have the best wings.
And I'm typically not a smoked wing person. I like shit fried.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But so, you know, I was a little nervous when I heard smoked. But just looking at them, I can tell they're going to be delicious.
All right. I'm going for the first one. Dig in, guys. I mean.
All right. Well, I'm going to.
This is number one, Che's Cherry Barbecue. It's a smoky sauce made with Kentucky bourbon and Luxardo cherries. To give it a perfect amount of heat, sweet, and tang, crafted by Chef Mandy Carlos, the journey begins. And this is from Che down in the, is that Nerver Run?
Yeah.
Never had them.
So this is one. This shouldn't kill me too bad because I dumped a lot of sauce on this bitch.
All right. Sweet. No heat, but I mean, I wasn't expecting to get any heat with
With the number one, you don't really want heat. This is a really good sauce.
You instantly get the cherry.
Yeah.
Instantly.
For sure.
And it's a really good sauce. It's not hot at all.
There is zero heat in this one. Absolutely zero. But, yeah, it's lovely.
Hey, and with this, we're supposed to answer some of these dumbass questions, so let's do that. This first one, would you rather taste mayonnaise, ketchup, or mustard on every drink or meal, or have fish genitalia?
We talked about, I don't know if fish have genitalia.
I'm not sure either.
I think they swim up to the eggs. It's called spawning. They swim up to the eggs and drop a load on them and swim away. So I've got to have a dick, but maybe it's like like those animal dicks that are in there until it's ready to fuck, and then it comes out.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I don't think fish have big dicks.
So it's like you're a sexual predator at a swimming pool.
Right.
And you're just dropping loads.
You want to keep the evidence hidden until...
I like that, though, you know?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Just walking around.
I don't care if you want this.
Yeah.
Hey, first of all, that sauce was excellent. It was good. But these fucking wings are out of this world.
Oh, they're awesome. They're
God,
the
they're great.
Yeah.
I was about to say that. This might be the best local wing I've ever had.
I was like, yeah, I want to do it.
Fuck yeah.
These might be the best local wings I've ever had.
With your wings.
And they're gigantic. I appreciate that. I hate a small wing.
Yeah, they're Amish.
I mean, if you look at these fucking shitty Wings and Ring wings compared to those,
Wings and Rings is like way better than like Buffalo Wild Wings.
I agree. It's better than B-Dubs.
Yeah, it's the best like chain.
But comparably...
So are we picking the winner of flavor-wise, which sauce we like the most?
Yeah, whatever. Well, I mean, I guess we will.
It's not really like what's the hottest and what's not because it's a building level. So
that was a good sauce, but zero
heat.
Let's
pick our favorite tasting one. You know,
all right.
We each pick one at the end.
Let's go into the second question that don't make. What hysterical figure do you think opens a gallon of Napoleon ice cream and only eats one of the flavors? What flavor is it?
Neapolitan ice cream.
Neapolitan. Did I say it retarded?
You said Napoleon.
I like that.
What local figure does that?
No, what historical figure?
Well,
I don't really get it. This isn't even a
Neapolitan
question.
Neapolitan ice cream was out.
Did you guys fuck up the wording on this one, or am I retarded? I mean, Retired it.
Well, then I'll go with the obvious. It was Hitler, and he only ate the vanilla.
He only ate the vanilla?
Come on, man. He ain't eating the Asian one or the black one.
But I think, in the end, Hitler's eating the chocolate. You know what I mean? He might pretend behind everyone's back that he's eating the white.
Yeah, and he tells people, if you tell him I ate the chocolate, I'll fucking kill you.
I'll feed you to my alligator.
He couldn't do that now because the alligator's dead.
Did you already go step two there, Miguel?
I did.
All right, what is step two? Where are we at? Hey, you know what? You're a better reader than me. Why don't you do this part? I can't read worth a shit.
Well, because I finished school.
Part retarded.
All right, this is from Longfellow. Can I give the chef's name and all that, Miggy? All good?
Sure. It's written on a piece of paper.
I don't think they can.
Chef Casey. It's made one of the best homemade sauces I've ever had in my life. It's a mango poblano and jalapeno delight. So there's going to be a little bit of heat in this one.
Wait a minute. They said it's the best sauce they've ever... They complimented themselves?
The owner did. The owner said it was.
The girl who made the sauce made the best hot sauce that he's ever tasted before.
Yeah, because he doesn't like hot sauce, but he said Chef Casey did make the best homemade sauce I've ever had in my life. It's mango poblano and jalapeno, which is up my alley because I love jalapeno. I like mango, but so this is going to have a little bit of heat to it, I'm guessing.
Not for me. I got nothing.
You're ridiculous.
I am ridiculous. But
all right, let's try the number two and see what.
For me, it tasted a lot like a salsa verde.
Salsa verde,
which is one of my favorites. I love verde
without the jalapenos. Like I can't taste the heat.
Pass the sauce there,
maybe a lot of citrus juice like lemon or lime. Pass the sauce.
Oh, I'm getting the jalapeno.
Are you? I think I've burnt my palate to no jalapeno level.
Yeah, see, to me, I like that sauce. I like it, the jalapeno flavor.
Cool.
But that's really all I'm getting is jalapeno.
Yeah, it's a good sauce. I'm getting no spice on it, but it's a number two, so I don't expect it either. I see where you're saying the jalapeno. You can taste the flavor of the jalapeno, but not really the burn of the jalapeno.
Right,
you know what I mean? Which is a good thing a lot of times for me.
No, right. But very good sauce.
I'm going to just say I'm like a spicy medium kind of guy. You know what I mean? I'll get like medium to just like the low level of hot. Once it gets too much, that's why these last ones are probably going
to
burn.
See, when I get Thai food, I always go with number seven. The last time I decided to be ballsy and go with eight, it fucking tore me up.
Yeah, see, I tell them Thai hot. And if it's 1 to 10, I'm like, I want like a 13.
Oh, really? You like that hot? See, that's why you don't get any heat at all of this.
Yeah.
But hey, how about asking one of these really great questions? And this one's directed to someone we know. Conspiracy theorists believe Tom Cruise's smile is unique due to having a middle tooth. Do you believe this? Do you like his smile? Why or why not? These sound like, fucking Get Pussy's girlfriend's questions.
Yeah, they do. They should have hired Get Pussy 69 to do these questions.
At least two of them.
They don't even make any fucking sense.
We can do this in like a couple months. And
yeah,
get,
guys.
Get Pussy questions.
Yeah, he could do those.
And get wings.
get Pussy wings.
Get wings and get pussy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I say the next time we do this, you make all
I'll
the
make
sauces
all
and just do them from nothing to ouch, my asshole hurts.
Yeah, sure.
All
right, but we're getting their wings.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Jesus,
yeah.
These wings are great.
Yeah, that's what we should definitely get.
Number two, Chef Casey, that was a good wing. I definitely enjoyed that.
No, I liked it. That was good.
The jalapeno flavor.
And
but
as far as Tom Cruise's middle tooth, what the fuck are they even talking about? Like the reversed gap tooth?
I mean,
that what they're saying he's doing? He has like a tooth that starts in the middle?
They're saying he's got an extra one right in the fucking middle.
That's what I mean, the reverse gap.
Yeah, I guess he's got a nice smile.
Like Ronnie Carter's cousin or something, you know, has the tooth in the middle.
Yeah,
that
seems like something
you
don't notice, but then you can't unsee once you notice it.
Yeah,
right.
I'm gonna
if I was
look
a girl,
at
if I was a girl, I'd bang him if he wasn't a Scientologist.
That's what's holding you back from banging Tom Cruise?
Yeah, man. I get really creeped out by that Scientology stuff, man. It really creeps me out.
Yeah, it's more because he's a guy for me, but...
Said if I was a girl. I prefaced a question by saying that.
And make him wear his platforms?
Oh, yeah. He's wanting to fuck a 5'2 girl.
Yeah, but think about it. I mean, wouldn't it be nice? I mean, I'm not gay.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it be nice to hold the dick in your hand that was inside so many hot girls? It was in fucking Nicole Kidman, probably her ass. It was in Penelope Cruz. It was in there. It was in a lot of fucking unbelievable looking girls. There might be a little hint of them left on there if he didn't clean well.
Yeah. No, yeah, I don't care. It's not worth it to me.
All right, we're going to move on to number three.
Number three.
This is... what restaurant is that, Miggy?
Hey, give me a napkin there, fellas.
It's the Pony.
The Pony. It says...
The Pony, that's an OTR.
Pony's Red Ember Hot Sauce Fest. or feast on the signature house blend of peppers by Chef Tom Steven. It's a stubborn, beautiful heat, but no need for a wet towel in the morning. Bask in the glory.
All right. Bask in the glory. Basking. I like that. I like that just
I'm
in general.
I'm basking in the non-stubborn heat.
Non-stubborn heat.
Okay, and this is...
I hate my heat with an attitude.
I'm a drum guy.
I'm an either-or guy, but I feel like it's easier to get the sauces with the drum for some reason. Scoot her on down there, Barry.
All right, scoot that down. This is number three, Bask in the Glory.
All right, we're basking in this glory. What was the pepper used in this, did it say?
Tastes an awful lot like buffalo to me.
Yeah, there's a reason for that.
Is there? What's the reason? Because it tastes almost like a hot buffalo
wing. Because it's a Louisiana hot sauce style. Oh. So it's probably definitely cayenne.
Yeah, you know, this is actually the sauce that I would usually
go with. It tastes like crystal hot sauce or like a Tabasco kind of.
That's about the kind of the level of hot that I start liking.
It was just made from scratch instead of bot.
See, it's a good sauce.
I like it.
I like it too, but to me this tastes like a store-bought sauce, not a homemade sauce.
I could see that.
Buffalo, to make the buffalo, you would just add like melted butter and whisk it in.
Right, that's what it tastes like to me.
After that, yeah.
It tastes like a BW3's medium wing to me.
But with that being said, it's good. I do like it.
Very good.
I do like it.
Yeah, the flavor is really good.
I'm not drinking this because I need it yet. I'm hoping that I need it because I want my butthole to burn. I haven't pooped in another 3 days.
Oh, wow. Sure, in like two shits in like the last 10 days? 13
I've had,
days?
That's not... I've had three shits in the last 10 or 11 days.
Oh, that's horrible.
Well, the one that came out was a nice one. It was like this. But after that, it's been nothing.
It was like Jeff's dick?
You know, Jeff's dick's not even this big, but if you take away this much, yeah, it's Jeff's dick.
Fair enough.
All right, you want some trivia questions? You're going to try to eat a trivia question through this? It's not going to be as good as Tom Cruise's extra tooth, but we'll fucking try it. Do you consider milk a beverage or an ingredient or both? Do you think people who drink it every day are gross or to be hardier stock than normal folk?
All right, this one I have an opinion on this. I think people, adults that drink milk are weird. You know, unless
it's not good for you either.
Well, I mean, I just take away that I do all sorts of shit that's not bad for or that's bad for me. It's just in general, I don't know. It just seems weird to just drink a glass of milk. Like if I see a full grown like 50-year-old, 40-year-old adult drinking a glass of milk, I instantly think they're a child molester.
But how about if you're eating like a donut or something with it?
There's examples. You can dunk an Oreo in it. Yeah, have a donut with it or something like that. But I'm talking about something that's just like, all right, I'm gonna have my chicken sandwich, fries, and a milk. You know, it's like, whoa, what the fuck's going on with that guy?
Yeah, or if someone random walks up to you and has like a milk mustache or something, like that's where it gets creepy. And they're like, hey, you know.
That's a cool move, though. Just always have a milk mustache. Just walk around with it.
My friend showed me this video the other day called MILF Money.
Yes.
Like milk money, but MILF Money. And it's like Fergie. And I never really was that into her.
Yeah.
But you should watch this video. It is amazing.
What's this have to do with milk mustaches?
They're pouring milk all over themselves. Oh, okay. And then there's like a milk delivery boy, and I think he has a milk mustache.
Nice. Wow. I'm going to get a milk mustache tattooed on me. It's like permanent.
Yeah, the white ink hurts more from what I hear.
I did hear that. Yeah. I don't know why that is.
What number was that, like, three?
This was the most
that was three.
Painful.
These questions fucking suck dick.
Just ask another question. We don't need to read these questions.
Yeah, because these are fucking... there's one dark one in here, and then it goes to really fucking bad shit. You know, hey, what do you think of this guy's asshole, and do you like Disney movies? It's, you know, the get pussy girlfriend questions for all of them.
Yeah, I get you.
Let's do four.
So number four is from a restaurant, Miggy.
That is Mazuta? Soul Chicken.
I don't know.
What
Soul
chicken?
Soul Hot Chicken.
Soul Hot Chicken.
Soul Hot Chicken. Is that Korean chicken? Yeah.
Chef Pedro Rognel sauce is a mango, lemongrass, and habanero barbecue sauce. This mad genius cut his teeth in Chicago.
Mad genius.
And produced a sauce that brings a dirty, warm satisfaction, which I'm in favor of. I like dirty, warm satisfactions.
I never like my food to be described as dirty, though.
Really? See,
What about dirty rice?
I don't mind it.
Yeah, I'm not
I
a fan.
I know you like
I'm
some
not,
dirty
I'm not a big
too.
Fan of dirty really? Rice, honestly. Yeah,
how
but,
about dirty Sanchez?
I'm a fan of dirty Sanchez's.
All right, number four. This is a sweet treat.
A sweet treat, huh?
Well, that's what it says, man. Who am I to question?
Is this the one we got doubles of?
I think so.
No, no, that was three.
No, that was three.
Yeah, there's another three over
that's
there.
Cool. Ooh, I'm
you
going with a little
bit
extra.
On your skyline.
Here, pass that over there, Meg.
Three on your skyline.
Now, there was a little bit of heat in the last one because it was Buffalo, so I'm expecting a little bit more gas in this
we're
one.
We're at four. We're at the halfway point, so kind of.
Yeah, dig in on that. It's real sweet at first, but there is some heat at the end for sure.
Again, it's just good. Yeah, I taste the heat there. Yeah, at the end, it gets me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Not too bad. I don't know what you're doing. How did I
got a little piece of the bone, the gristle part.
You're not tapping out, then. That was just it.
No, no, that was nowhere near where I would tap out at.
Does anyone here know the Heimlich?
No.
You know, there's a little bit of heat. Ooh, there is some heat at the end.
Yeah.
There definitely is, but it was a weird sweet flavor at the beginning for me. Kind of weird. I haven't tasted that before.
Yeah, what was it? It was like guava
mango lemongrass.
It was yeah. It was probably just like the mango with the lemongrass.
The good part is I'm already running out of water just because I like water. So I'm gonna have to go raw dog when we finally get to the hot ones.
We only have three more sauces left because my sauce is not here.
And number five is from Mazunte.
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 A smoky red salsa with chili guajillo.
Guajillo.
Garlic, jalapeno, and rojo vinaigrette by Chef Eduardo Gervasio. It's Mazunte. So you know it's fucking good.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that, Mazunte. You know it's fucking good because that place is really fucking good. You being from like Arizona, I'm sure you know some really great Mexican food.
Oh, yeah.
This is the best tacos and like the best guacamole
really?
That they make in a stone bowl right in front of you. Like,
and where's this located?
You walk in. I think there's two locations.
Madisonville.
One where you can actually order like large amounts of like for a party, like a pack of tortillas and
nice.
2 pounds of meat and the salsas. And then they have a walk-in store, like restaurant in Madisonville. It's Red Bank Road, I think, right next to the
right
Rally's.
Next to Red Bank Road. It's
and
actually
the
on Rally's Madison
and the
Road.
Car wash or whatever.
Well, I should love this one because, as I said before, Mexican food is my favorite being from Arizona, and I love the Mexican spices.
That's really weird that your favorite food would be the people that you hate the most.
I don't hate them. Fuck off. Okay, you'll get the fuck off. I do not have any. I don't hate anybody. I just wish they would come in legally. That's all I said. So I'm a fucking asshole.
You just wish they couldn't climb a wall.
Fuck off. There is no wall.
True.
All right, what are we on?
You don't
five?
Have to climb a wall when you blow a garbage bag full of air and float across a river on it.
That's a good move.
And half the time, that fucking river's got no water in it anyway. You walk across the bitch.
That's
Can
true.
I have the number five there, Miggy?
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it? How we doing on heat, boys?
I think it's freaking delicious, actually. It's hotter than the other one, so.
Is it?
You can
without
tell
knowing what the other sauce tasted like, I think they've done a good job of somehow raising the heat, you know.
All right, let's raise some heat.
I like that one a lot.
You know what I think they've done a good job as?
Kind of tastes like a Mexican salsa.
That's what
you're
I mean.
A wing in
they've
it.
Done a great job of making a chicken wing flavor that kind of goes with what the restaurant's theme is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like something like the Pony, it makes sense that theirs would be like a normal kind of wing sauce because that's kind of what they do, isn't it? Like burgers, wings,
yeah,
and shit like that.
They do simple stuff well.
This is a Mexican place, so yeah, it's going to have a
that's
Mexican
right
type
up my
flavor.
Alley. I love that one.
Yeah, that one's good. Like you said, it reminds me of a salsa more than it does anything else.
Sure.
Well, that makes sense.
But here comes the heat.
Yeah. It's got a little bit of that lip heat, too. I mean, I think I would just say guajillo chilies. Is that what it said? Those are delicious. They're, like, earthy.
I didn't think, but I will say, and I, you know,
why don't you put a little more sauce on your wings next time? You're putting, like, a drop on there.
I'm putting a decent amount on there. You calm down there, Susan.
At least you didn't call me Karen.
Karen's overused at this point. I don't want to use Karen. Plus, Karen has a very specific model and everything else with the haircut and everything.
We know some Karens.
Oh, yeah, we know some Karens. Are you going to give us another one of these sweet trivia questions?
Fuck yeah.
All right.
Here's the dark one that I saw. Okay, it said, if you had to share a dinner with the funniest clown you've ever seen, who you knew killed a guy, or sit through a sober evening with your worst ex's entire family, where you would have to be polite and they could say whatever they wanted to you and rag you the whole time, what would you do?
There's not even a question here. I'm having dinner with the clown. Yeah. I mean, he's not going to kill me, right?
Maybe.
I mean,
but you know he has killed somebody.
Well, that's fine. That we have something to talk about. I mean, this is going to be enjoyable. I get to ask him why he's a clown, why he's a killer clown, you know, ask him the details of the murder. Hopefully
so
get all that information.
Like interviewing Gacy.
Yes, I think that'd be enjoyable. Like, whereas
it didn't say he killed 18 people or whatever, people buried him under his fucking house.
You know, details. Well,
that they know about. Yeah.
1 or 20, who knows?
Yeah, that one had heat.
You know, we're getting people watching tonight, and but not a lot of comments. You guys don't have many opinions out there,
well,
huh?
Right
no
now, there's
questions.
Just not much to
they're
comment
just, they're
on.
They're probably going to pick up their wings, and they left the computer on. They're
I
probably
think this
hungry
is done.
After.
Well, that's true, yeah, but they're going to have to hit up some shitty ones.
Okay, we're on number 6 now. Miggy the Restaurant.
Some Hooters.
Yeah, there you go.
Western
okay,
Taco.
Django Western Taco. Django Western Taco.
Like Django Unchained?
Yeah, exactly.
That's where everybody
it's
gets in.
Actually, it's right across the street from my apartment.
And, really?
Yeah, it's on Hamilton Avenue in Northside. And Yacht Club, these wings... when we do the other one, I can pick them up. It's like 3 blocks from me.
Perfect. This one says Guava Bourbon Habanero by Chef Josh Campbell. Josh is the most beautiful human being in the world.
Well, that's nice to know.
He has dedicated his life to making people
were,
smile with great food, and it's getting hot in here.
Oh, wow.
Little fucking play on words right there. About to get lit up.
Tim Walters wants to let you know that you look like a pussy right now. He didn't use those exact words, but the faces you're making when you're eating these wings.
First of all, that was the last one was the only one that had any real kick to it, and I put a lot of fucking sauce on there.
Those were my words, not his, but that's basically what he's saying.
So this is number 6. Oh, nice big
sorry.
Blob duck butter on there. You know, I want one of these wings.
Yeah, I know. I've been using the good wings. I haven't broken into the...
Look at all that sauce. And that's
that is
the
a lot
spicy
of,
one.
That is a lot of sauce. I agree.
Miggy, am I fucking around here?
No,
you got sauce. You got sauce.
You got
my
sauce.
My baby's got sauce.
She ain't sweet like mine. Who was that? G-Love?
Yeah.
G-Love and a special sauce. That's what it was.
Well.
There you go. Is that enough for you there, Christopher?
There you
it
go.
Is.
Man, you guys. I've been being a little conservative over here.
It's
I'm about to start dipping into some of the old ones.
I'm getting instantly the mango. I have a feeling this is one of those where the heat's going to come later because I haven't gotten it yet.
I'm still not getting the one before it was hotter.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one shouldn't have been ranked number 6.
No.
It's an all right sauce.
You
like you said, it's you
can
taste the mango.
I can kind of like smell the heat.
You can tell it's real watery.
It's a thinner sauce.
It's a real thin sauce. Maybe that. I don't know.
Well,
number six shouldn't be number 6.
Nope.
I'm gonna put that there. That should be. That might go in between 2 and 3.
With tasting that, I could definitely say number 7 should be number 7, even though it's not here. Because
but
it's
we're on
than,
we're on number 8 now. We're
yeah,
on
so
the
we're
last
skipping,
sauce.
We're skipping the Miggy sauce.
Now we're skipping the Miggy sauce, but you will get to see the Miggy sauce later. We're gonna do this again. Miggy will make all the sauces. Number 8 is from the Yacht Club, and it said, "Life is peachy, you know, like the Korn album. A peach tequila hot sauce with ghost and scorpion peppers. This is the hot, hot, hot one. Austin made it. Enjoy hating yourself."
Why didn't they say the yacht one if it's yacht one?
See, they should have. They don't, because they're not fucking good like that. Another says it's the hot one. Hate yourself. I'm not going to hate myself, but I am going to go extra heavy on the sauce. It's the last one. I want to feel some burn.
Same.
I'll commit to that.
Yeah, well, let's do it.
And later,
you
I
want
wanna,
some of this?
I want to feel a little heat on my on my asshole later on. Because to me, it's not hot if my butthole doesn't burn about 3 hours later.
Right. It's going to feel like that Nair that you use.
Veet.
Oh, okay.
And that doesn't hurt. I use the sensitive skin stuff. It doesn't hurt. Try it.
How you spell it?
V-E-E-T.
Hey, guys. For real, if you haven't had Northside Yacht Club's wings, what the fuck? These are the best wings that I've tasted in a
they
long
are
time,
the,
man.
They're the best in the city,
I'm
man.
I'm really impressed
they
with
the
these.
They are the best. They are really good, and their sauces are always really
I'm
good,
I'm surprised
too.
They don't get more love. I mean, I hear my friends
no,
talk about them, but we all kind of grew up in the same circles, so we knew each other.
They get love.
But, like, people outside of there, they get love in their community. What I'm saying is when you hear, like, people that aren't from Northside or don't know our group of you know, musician
yeah, they
friends.
Go,
and
they go to, like, Oak Tavern or
yeah,
whatever,
see, like, shit like that.
The Oak,
these
yeah.
are fucking
well,
delicious.
Well, my guess is it's probably because they're probably about $20 a dozen, probably. Probably
yeah,
expensive wings.
Good, they
oh, they're
expensive.
Not cheap, but, I mean, yeah, the good stuff's going to cost money.
Wings aren't cheap to buy these days, and they're jumbo.
I will save you guys the last two.
No, you don't make much.
There.
You don't make much money on a wing.
Yeah, I'll take.
All right, this is the hot, hot, hot one.
I'll take the good one.
Bring on the fucking heat. That's what I say.
All right, this one's the one that's going to make my butthole feel funny in the morning.
Well, it's what it says on here. It said, enjoy hating yourself. Miggy, don't be shy.
I'm not.
Someone on here says, Chris's favorite wing sauce is sperm flavored.
There's no heat there. There we go. Unless there's like a disease or something. And whoever said that, hey, fuck off. All right. Ooh, I got a bunch.
Wow, dude, you're going to hate yourself.
Well, it said enjoy hating yourself.
Yeah.
Tim, I got a little something for you there, buddy. I might have trouble with this one. We're going to see what this is. The hot, hot, hot one. What are you guys thinking?
I'm thinking I'm going to hate this, but...
Are you?
I want to.
How much sauce you got? Oh, wait.
Oh yeah, go.
Oh,
go.
That's all right. You got a nice blob.
I got a good... Fuck you.
Yeah, this one's by far way, way hotter than all the other ones. Like, by 10 times.
Hmm.
That was a big jump from 6 to
oh, eight. Wow.
Wait.
Yeah, look at that.
This side is bald.
There you go. Dump it on.
Oh, wow. Going double sided.
Well, oh my God.
It's hot. I've definitely had hotter. But woo, that I'm going to get a sweat going from
creeping.
This one. I'm going to get a sweat from this
one.
Oh,
God damn.
That's a creeper.
Give me one of those napkins. Oh my God.
Well, yeah, see? It's
look at this.
Well, that, we needed to get that. We needed that in because we didn't have number 7.
Oh, my God. That's hot.
That really burns my ass that we don't have number 7.
Oh, my God.
Obviously, I wanted to taste Miguel's stuff. I've had his cooking a million times, and it's fucking great every single time, so I was really looking forward to it.
Oh, my God. Wait.
The water spreads it around in your mouth.
It does. I need milk.
Maybe vape.
Oh, shit. It is pretty fucking intense.
Yeah, it doesn't go away. So it's sweet.
He's wiping the tears away.
Oh yeah, that's the ghost peppers in the Trinidad right there.
Oh, dude.
It won't go away for about 5 minutes.
I went too
minutes.
Heavy on this. Oh, fuck.
It'll
I can't. My tongue is still.
You got 5 minutes of that. Just heads up.
I wouldn't have gone the second helping on that one.
Oh, my God.
Who was the guy that commented? Tim? He said, look, Tim.
Well,
see if I'm crying over this one.
Well. Oh my God.
Is he calling you?
Yeah, he's calling.
He'll call you back when he's done.
When he's done dying over here.
When he's done with the water.
Wow, that. Oh my God.
I mean, I can feel the sweat starting to beat up and stuff. I felt like I handled it better than I thought I would, though.
Drink the rest of it.
No. No.
Wow, that one is really, really fucking hot.
Now, my best hot sauce experience wasn't with me eating hot sauce, it was watching Miguel try to eat some. We were down in Nashville, and then if you guys have been to Nashville, have tried Prince's Chicken in Nashville, don't get cocky.
It's the original Nashville hot chicken.
Is it the original?
Well, the story goes is that her husband was cheating on him.
Yeah.
And he loved her hot chicken, and so she was like, he's like, make me some hot chicken, honey.
Yeah.
And so she wanted to make the spiciest hot chicken that
she'd
ever made.
Oh, my God, this really hurts. I'm not kidding.
And he, it's like to get back at him or like to mess with him, fuck with him. And
oh, my God, the roof of my mouth.
Anyway, so he eats the chicken
and
he fucking loved it.
Yeah.
Like the hottest chicken ever. And that's like what created Nashville chicken.
We went there and this place is off the beaten path. By a while, too. You had to drive like half hour in the middle of fucking nowhere. Yeah. But when you got there, they had a crowd. You wait in a little bit of line. Obviously, this place has a reputation. And it's black owned. And I just have this feeling that in that kitchen, when the white kid comes in there and asks for the hottest shit, that they give a little bit extra. You know what I mean?
Jen Cruz is here.
I think they're going to try to...
Hey, I'm not... Oh, you know what?
She double dog dares someone to drink the rest of number 8.
You know what, Jen? There's just...
Oh, who's that?
No fucking way. Oh, my God. The roof of my mouth is on fire.
I don't know about drink it. I'm not drinking sauces.
Hey, who's this?
It's a girl we work with.
All right. Send us a picture of your tits. Here you go.
Now she's married. Oh, my God, Miggy.
Oh, God.
Down the hatch.
He just downed it. The whole shot of number 8 that
that's
Miguel
hot.
Is...
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, the roof of my mouth is...
I got it on my nose and my, like, crustache, too.
Oh, shit. No tits needed. Her boyfriend could beat us all up at
just
the same time.
Just kidding.
Her husband, yeah.
You know what?
Never mind. Chris Allen, send me your tits.
Yeah, Chris Allen, send me those tits. Oh, shit.
Wow, you know what? That was...
You just took a shot of that. Imagine that, Chris, taking a shot of it like that.
I can't feel my my roof of my mouth or my tongue. I can't feel them. And, yeah, I got a little cocky with the double dip in it. Oh, my God, I need more water.
We got that Prince's Chicken that one time, though. Went back to the hotel. He got cocky. He asked for the hottest flavor they had.
It was like quadruple X hot.
I remember what.
With, like... And then I got the whole bird.
I think we had been day drinking at the time, too, because you got the whole fucking chicken. Like, we're going to need that. That sounds like a drunk decision.
So, I was just hungover. We weren't day drinking.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we were. We were super hungover.
Yeah.
That's right.
I need a minute.
We came back to the hotel. I think you got 3 or 4 bites in, and I've never seen someone sweat. And I know how you are with hot food, so you can handle it. I've never seen someone sweat from eating 3 bites of food in my life. It was so intense. It smelled so bad that it hurt your eyes in the room. Like, just the smell.
Yeah, it was horrible. And I eat hot stuff. I mean, I'm on YouTube eating a fresh Carolina Reaper. Like,
oh, that's right. You did do that.
That sucked, you know, but, like, I did it. I can handle it. I'm not like this guy. I just left the
room.
Chris
literally
had
to go
sit in his seat and put the headphones on.
Yeah, there you go.
I'd be like, I'm going to a...
Let me tell you about
this sex party next week. Yeah, but for real though, my mouth is on fire right now.
Yeah, that has to be pretty intense. I'm over it. It's out of my mouth.
Yeah,
it's I don't taste it out of my mouth at all.
Like I said, I'm surprised that I handled it as well as I did.
Yeah, it lasted about 5 minutes. Then it was
good. You know what? The worst part about it is, I mean, that's a good sauce because I like spicy, and it had a really nice flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the roof of my mouth and my tongue are like swelling up. I mean, the roof of my mouth really hurts right now. It, like, medically hurts. What was that? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is that the scorpion peppers there or the ghost pepper? Oh, it's got ghost pepper in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then scorpion is hotter than ghost pepper.
Ooh. What's going on here, MCP? We losing the feed?
Looks fine to me. I think my computer is just fucking up.
Yeah, we'll tell you guys that... That Yacht Club wings are fucking phenomenal. That sauce was really good until it starts fucking hurting, and it's really...
I don't think that's the Yacht Club's. Like, if you go there and get their hot sauce, I don't think that's what you're getting.
They have a habanero hot sauce, and it's, like, not that hot. They made this because they were number 8, and they made the hottest sauce they could.
Okay. Okay.
They wanted
to light people up.
Yeah, what I'm saying is if you want to go to the Yacht Club and get wings next week, and I don't think they're open during the week right now, are they? Either way, next time they're open, if you wanted to go there.
I think they're going to do the challenge again next weekend.
Yeah.
I think they're a little slower this weekend than they anticipated.
Well, there's riots going on.
Exactly.
I do feel the sweat dripping down the back of my neck.
That one was hot. It's starting to go away now.
Yeah.
And I think I probably would have been okay with that first bite, and then I was a dick and cocky and poured it on the other side just because I really liked the flavor, but about 30 seconds after you eat it, man, here it comes.
Let me see that sheet.
Yeah, when I chugged the rest of that or whatever, like, that hit me a lot harder than with the, yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and vote then on our favorite sauce.
I think mine was the what is that, CL Hot Chicken sauce. They'll hit a little bit of the Korean flavor in it.
Oh, that was your favorite?
Yeah, I think that was, yeah, I like that. Was that the lemongrass one? Maybe it wasn't that one then.
No, the lemongrass one was the thin, watery one.
No.
It wasn't?
That's the bourbon one.
Honestly, my favorite one was number 1. But, I mean, there is obviously not much spice to it, but the flavor of it was really fucking good. And I'm typically not into, like, barbecue anything. Whew. But it was for a barbecue sauce. It was a cherry barbecue sauce. It was good. I also like the Mazunte one a lot.
I'm going number 5 with Mazunte.
Yeah. I am too, without a doubt. To me, the best tasting sauce out there.
Yeah, ooh. I'm going either 2 or 1 or 5, depending on what I'm looking for.
Okay.
You know what I mean? If I'm looking for the hotter one, I would go Mazunte.
Yeah. Like
I'm pissed off.
Or if you order 24 wings, you say, I want 12 Mazunte.
Yes,
and I want
exactly.
One.
Yeah. If I'm splitting them, that's what I would do. I like number 3 a lot, too. That's just like a sauce I would get, like, if I was going to B-dubs or something.
But if you were going to buy those wings with number 8 on it and actually spin them in the sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say there's no way you're going to get by more than two or three
stuff,
of them.
I love hot stuff, and I just wouldn't order that.
I mean, my nose is running. It's like I just did an eight ball. If I did that. Oh, my God. I'm still getting it.
I'm still dripping the sweat.
I'm going with the Mazunte. You are the winner. Who was the chef on the Mazunte?
Mazunte, chef. What is that? Eduardo? I can't say Spanish names.
It's Eduardo Hervasio.
Hervasio?
Yeah, the G is like a H.
All I can say to him is, orale vato, good sauce.
Gracias, perro.
Hey, really, really good sauce, but let me take a shit here real quick.
You got a shit now?
No, I'm not in the Mazunte tacos. I had them before.
Oh, really?
Did not like them. Did not like them at all. And I don't know if it's traditional or not, but Gomez is my place for any kind of a Mexican food in Cincinnati. Okay. I love Gomez. But I didn't care for Mazunte. I was really looking forward to him, too. And maybe I had a bad experience. Every restaurant you need to eat at least more than once, I think,
sometimes,
to judge.
Sometimes, yes.
You know what I mean?
And it was especially if you hear it's great and your first time it's not what you expect, you're like, you might have got a dud.
And it was a DoorDash, so it probably wasn't the hottest it could be and everything else. You know what I mean? Not fresh, fresh.
Right.
You know, I know that some of the food goes bad pretty quickly.
Especially
so
like there's a lot of like ethnic foods, like they're meant to be like you exactly. eat them right away, and if you and like they don't eat leftovers, they just patch out.
So I what I'm saying is I'm not writing them off, but I was really really looking forward to them because I had heard from so many people that they were the best Mexican food in Cincinnati for like a quick,
yeah.
you know, kind of thing like tacos and shit. I didn't care for them that much.
My favorite one is Tortilleria Garcia.
Where's that at?
College Hill, and I think there's one in Fairfield also.
Okay. And that's the same kind of thing.
They make their own tortillas, like. Uh-huh. For their burritos, for their tacos, everything. Pretty similar, but they had, get a burrito from there.
Are you a fan of Gomez?
Yeah.
Yeah, their turtles are fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, their turtles are awesome.
I don't know what a turtle is, but it's delicious.
Yeah, it's a small amphibian or reptile.
It's like
it's got a big shell on it.
It's like a crunch wrap from Taco Bell, basically, just nicer.
Oh, shit.
It is.
Yeah, kind of. Now don't you say it like that. It is kind of a crunch wrap.
It is.
But a lot better.
One. Yeah.
For those of you wondering, right now my belly is gurgling.
I wasn't wondering.
I'm probably about 2 hours away from liftoff.
Oh, good. You need it.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to blow myself off the top.
This
is going to help. There's no
fuck
doubt.
This.
I'm really upset we didn't get to try your sauce.
Yeah, I am too.
John, you fucked up, dude. And I know it probably wasn't his fault, but he's the only one I know.
I don't know who it was, but I'm going to find out.
We're going to find out.
But that was fun, and it was all good until we got to, number five was spicy, number six wasn't as much, and then number eight was a butt burner.
Number six didn't have any spice at all to me, but it was still good. I didn't have a bad sauce. I didn't think any of those were bad sauces.
See,
There's one you didn't like?
There's one I didn't like.
Well, fucking throw it out. There's protect these strangers.
I mean, these guys hooked us up. I don't want to help them. There's actually two I didn't
like. No. These guys gave us the wings, and that's what they served. The rest of the stuff, they don't serve.
I didn't like that watery pink one. What number was that?
Was that number six?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like that, and I really wasn't crazy about number one. I thought it was too cherry.
Really? I like number one a lot. I thought it had a great
cherry
flavor.
Off the top.
But I get you. I mean, I understand that one. I like number one a lot, though. No, I liked all of them. I can't say I disliked any of them. I would never order number eight again. You know, it's one of those things where you try hot stuff to me once and then it's
good.
Yeah, see,
my belly's on fire.
Like
I feel like
You check it off your bucket list.
Yeah, you check it off, you see what it's like, and then you get the fuck out of there.
No, I mean, obviously, now, Mickey, let me tell you a little story. When we go on this camping trip twice a year,
yeah,
a bunch of us, we go down, we get fucking, we just talk about things and have a beer or two.
Sure, I think I kind of know about it.
Yeah, well, we get fucked up. Well, our big buddy Alex, he brings this sauce called the Bomb.
Big buddy.
Yeah, and the Bomb is, it's always on the hot ones. It's usually around number seven or eight. Well, what he does is he takes 10 tortilla chips and he puts a big blob of the Bomb on one of them and then regular salsa on the other one, covers them with cheese, and then everybody grabs one like a Russian roulette.
Yeah.
And I've never gotten the hot one. Nick got it like three times last trip.
That was great. He got it three times in a row.
I've never gotten it. So I'm wondering, would a sauce like the Bomb be hotter than number eight?
I think there's a capsaicin in the Bomb, which is like kind of like an extract.
Oh, okay.
Like a capsaicin extract, and basically you can get like these. I think he used actual peppers in this, so it's like scorpion peppers or ghost peppers are like what, like 1.2 million Scoville units up to 2 million or something, and then the scorpion's like 2.4 million, something like that. I might be wrong. But
so the extract is probably a little stronger than.
No, you can get, like, I bought a hot sauce that was $30 for this little bottle, and it said it was 8 million Scoville units, which is 4 times hotter than a Carolina Reaper. Because it's there extracting all the oils and can.
Did you try it?
I was putting it on people's food at work, like dead food. I put it under a piece of prime rib and sat it out for the servers, and they were like eating it.
Oh, for the servers' foods.
Through, yeah, I wasn't allowed to do that anymore.
So I mean, it was painful.
And my bottle disappeared randomly. I'm like,
Mickey, have you ever swizzled anybody?
Swizzled. Oh, you know what?
You ever rub your dick in somebody's food?
I peed in a guy's shampoo bottle in high school gym in the shower. It was an Asian guy, and he was like, wouldn't face anyone. He kept facing the wall, and we're all like standing in a circle. And I was like, look, I bet you if I grab his shampoo bottle, he won't even notice. And they're like, grab it. And so I grabbed it, and I'm just like, and then put it back. And sure enough, he starts lathering. He was, yeah. We were just like,
what kind of lather can you get from a bottle full of piss?
Well, there's shampoo in there too.
That's true.
I mean, I just pinched a little in there.
Oh, that's weird.
I
mean,
I didn't fill it up.
If you're a regular listener of the podcast, you know he said he was Asian. That explains to me why he wouldn't turn around. Because we read it, and the Asian people by far have the smallest dicks on the earth.
He didn't want to be seen.
No, he didn't want to turn around and show you the pinky.
So he suffered, and he had to take a fucking shower in Miggy's piss instead.
Yeah. Now, my question is, though,
maybe his hair grew really long, though. Like, it's like horse shampoo.
And I bet it was shiny, too.
Yeah, he came in the next day, like,
That shit looked like chun after a shower.
Yeah,
I used to like swizzling food, and I wouldn't pee in it or anything like that, but I would just take my dick and I would just rub it in there. Just so I could laugh at the fact that somebody's eating a pickle that had my pecker real close to it or on it.
Yeah.
You know, even though my dick's clean, I did it, you know, clean dick, whatever. But
clean dick.
We swizzled everything. Anything we could physically get our pee-pee in the hole. So like the old style ketchup
bottles.
So if
I were going through the fridge, I'd be like, I'm not eating that. I'm not eating
no.
that. Well, like, there's a big mouth. I'll take it.
I remember the funniest thing is one time my buddy wanted to swizzle sour cream. And you can't swizzle sour cream because it just leaves a hole down the middle. But he did it anyway. He basically took it like American pie, ran his pecker through it, made a donut out of it, and then put it back in.
Oh, great.
Somebody's probably going to know that was swizzled. But I used to do stuff like mayonnaise.
But do you think that would be their first guess? They're looking at their sour cream and it looks funny. You think they go, well, obviously someone put their dick in it and twisted it around. Well, like, that's not going to be their guess.
It was a perfect hole down the middle.
They're still not guessing.
What's the
dick
guess going to be?
A spoon or maybe something like that. I don't know. I just don't think dick is going to be what it goes to.
A 4.5 inch spoon.
It was like one of those, where you cast like your.
Like those dildos you make. Yeah.
I did one of those once.
How'd it turn out?
Perfect.
Did it?
Yeah.
You did what?
You made a plaster cast of his dick.
You made a cast dick?
Yeah. I got it at Hustler. It cost like $80.
Really?
It took like 2 days to do all the steps. The best is when you hit it with the hammer at the very end and it like cracks off of it and it's like
your
dick. Yeah.
I have to make one of those.
What
did you do with it?
I used it for a Halloween costume. What do you mean, what do you do with it?
Okay, just with a lady.
It was
Eric.
For somebody.
Okay,
yeah.
I gotcha. That's hilarious, dude. Yeah.
Now, if I was to make one of those dick molds like you made, okay, because I'm very proud of my dick, and a lot of people here aren't very proud of it. I've been rated very low by some of you. But if I was to make one of those, and let's say hypothetically I made it, I go back to the Hustler store, I said, hey, to the girl behind the counter, hey, how'd I do? Did this turn out right? And she said, hey, I want to carry that in my line. Would my score go up?
Well, I don't know about your score, but your reputation would. I mean, that's pretty. Yeah, it's pretty cool to have your own dildo.
Yeah, you could have T-shirts with yourself on.
See, I could too.
Yeah, you could have everything.
And I would definitely do it after a boner pill because I'd want the vein on there. You got to have the vein.
Oh yeah, that's added extra. Uh-huh, yeah. Definitely for sure. If you're gonna have it, you may as well have the vein.
So, ladies, I'll sell them to you cheaper. You said the kit's $80, $83 then.
$83?
Yeah, I'll only charge you $3 for the mold of my dick.
You know how you guys were talking about the droopy volcano all the time, too? You know they sell, like, horse cum pills or whatever.
Oh, okay, the dick spit?
Yeah.
Okay,
they
coming.
It's called, like, the ropes or something, I think.
They sell pills.
The ropes. I haven't shot a rope in 40 years.
Well, that's what he's saying. No, we're always talking about
the pills called the ropes.
Oh, it makes you do it?
Yeah, and I think they give it to horses. So
I think it's experiment time. You need to find the rope and report back to us.
I'm thinking.
And it's like whatever, how everyone's talking about all the vitamins that make it better, all that stuff's in there. And I guess like porn stars use it.
I wonder if you can combine.
Like, that's why like Peter North isn't a limbo.
See, now I'm going to have to buy that.
That's what
see.
I mean. But you got to add the pill with the rope.
Or what
oh,
if
the
you
boner
do,
pill.
What
the
if
boner pill the... and then the rope. Let's see if you combine those together. See what.
What was he talking about earlier where you like don't jack off or.
Oh, yeah. Our engineer here
what
has
if you fap
quit jerking
with
off.
With the pill.
Yes.
And wait a week and then imagine.
You got
oh,
that
okay.
What's going to happen.
All right. I got you. So.
You're going to have two cantaloupes.
So you don't jerk off for 6 weeks or whatever and then take the.
No,
fucking...
you don't need 6 weeks. I'd say a week would be plenty.
Yeah.
Okay.
With that, you might. Yeah, you might.
So where do you
like
buy the rope? I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna try.
They used to have them at Hustler. If they, and then I would call first though because it's, last time.
What
I
a funny conversation that'd be. Hey, do you have the rope? I'm not sure what is
no,
that.
No, I called them. Someone didn't.
Do you got pills to make
so
my load bigger?
And they're like, oh, we're sold out right now.
But oh no, I'm gonna. You know what? I bet you it's on fucking Amazon or something. Oh,
probably
actually,
is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, now you mention it. Yeah.
So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna get the rope. I'm gonna not jack off for 7 days.
Yes.
And then I will do the experiment. I'll eat the boner pill.
Both.
I'll wait till it gets going. Then I'll eat the rope.
No, yeah. You eat the rope like on a day-to-day basis. It's not like you
oh,
take
okay.
It
you eat the rope.
All right.
Well, I'll eat the rope
like
for 7 days.
Like, it's
oh, it's a daily supplement.
Your body. Yeah, it's a
okay.
daily supplement. Yeah.
I'll eat the rope.
So
I'll eat the rope
for
7 days.
Week. Yeah.
And then I'll take the boner pill.
Yeah.
And then I'll literally pull out a tape measure and you know what? Because if I can hit myself in the neck like when I was a teenager, I'd be fucking loving life. Right now, it barely. I sometimes
would you,
like.
Would you take a daily pill though? Just to do that?
In the interest of
I mean,
the podcast,
in the interest
yes.
of the podcast, but I'm just saying, like, if it worked and everything, would be like, I'm going to keep on
no,
doing
No, I don't
this.
Care
I
how far
loads.
I shoot.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
I mean,
cares?
I'm not doing porn movies, but I do want to do it now for the show.
I think ladies be impressed.
But see, so many of those things are fucking scary.
I think it's a really good idea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. It has to happen.
Yeah.
The other day, I get out of the shower, and I'm looking at myself in the mirror, and I've been talking to you about this. My hair is fucking falling out. You know what I mean? As you get older, your hair falls out, and I'm like, I don't want to get a fucking wig or anything like that, but I wouldn't mind trying some of those creams or whatever. So I looked on the website that
the
everybody's
rope
talking
might
about.
Work for that too, but
see,
honestly.
Yeah, but see, that's what scares me. That's the only thing that scares me about the rope, because on that website, it's called Keeps.
Mm-hmm.
They have a foam and they have a pill you take every day. So I didn't know anything about this pill. So I went on the My Chart and asked my doctor. I said, "Hey, is this pill safe to take?" For hair loss. And she wrote me back and she said, yeah, it is used for pattern baldness, but that's not what it's normally prescribed for. And I said, what's it normally prescribed for? And she said, an enlarged prostate. It shrinks your prostate. And I said to her, are there any side effects that would come with this? And she said, possible side effects are no sexual libido, premature ejaculation, and erectile dysfunction. So basically, you get your hair back, but you can't fuck anymore.
I remember.
And the only reason you want your hair back is so you
is
can
so
fuck
I can
some
fuck.
More.
And you know, I just think I think I got a funny shaped head, and I'm scared of what it's going to look like bald. It's going to happen.
You do have a funny shaped head.
Yeah, but the whole point is, I'm sitting there thinking, yeah, I want my hair back because I don't want to fucking look like an old bald guy.
Yeah.
You know, but I still want my dick to work.
Just do a flat top.
And then I'll look like a cop, and I'll get killed. I'll look like
good point.
I'll look like every fucking cop that you want to beat up.
Flat tops are awful haircuts.
Oh, they are.
They're just meant for cops.
They're old man cop hair.
Yeah, just.
But so I'm not going to do that pill, but I am going to research and do the rope. And if I can find it on Amazon, can you research that MCP?
Absolutely.
And check Amazon, see if they have something called the rope, or just Google it and see where you could buy it. Now, if this thing's like $100, I'm not going to do it, but.
And, like, I don't know if that company exists anymore, but you'll be able to find something. There's definitely some brands. Ropes is the
Google
one that's
in there, ropes. Supplement to make.
I think that's
your,
what it
was. Boom,
called.
Right here.
Is it there?
Yeah, well, here we go. I don't know if this is actually the ropes, but it's male fertility enhancer.
Yeah, but that's not something to make your load go farther. That's what I want.
There is something that does. They make something.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind just giving myself a facial.
I don't know why. All right, yeah, it definitely exists.
Is there a price on it, or is there a place to order it?
Yeah, I always called it horse cum pills. That's what I was like.
Horse cum pills.
You know.
They should have that kind of stuff.
Because I'm definitely going to try it. And it's going to be an experiment, just like the boner pill. And I ended up sticking with that. Semen enhancers.
Yeah, so these are it. I guess the ropes isn't a pill anymore. I don't see anything. But they got the best five semen enhancers, you know, and it said for increasing ejaculation volume. So if you want a big load, Seminex is apparently your number one.
Then Max, Seminex.
Seminex, right. Max Performer Volume Pills. Just called Volume Pills. I love that.
I like that Vigor X name.
I do like
Vigor
that.
X.
Vigor RX.
Maxocum.
Maxocum is probably my favorite. Now you actually really say
that's
it.
Probably one of those Speedway pills, though, that doesn't really work. I want the one that says, that sounds medical, Seminex.
Seminex, that is the number one for male climax intensity. Also. 120 pills per thing. I don't see where you can buy it at, though. All right. I guess their website.
And see, wait, to shoot cum like... Wait, let me read that.
Yeah, Russia.
To shoot cum like a porn star. You missed that. That's what it... Okay, there it is. To shoot cum stream like a porn star, use 4 capsules daily.
So 120 pills is a month's supply.
Never take more than the recommended dose. The recommended dose is 4 a fucking day, but don't take more.
Don't take, take 4, but don't take any more.
It won't speed the outcome. The ingredients are all natural product, but they don't tell you the fucking ingredients.
They include. They're giving you some of the, some words I don't know. Zinc oxide. Swedish flower pollen.
That's what I taste.
I wonder if that happened. You know what I mean? Like, there's some Swedish guy that's just going around rolling around.
It was like a Viking. No, it was a Viking, man.
It was a Viking.
Does it shooting have a ropes. Price? Does it have a price?
He's like,
the
they're like, how'd you do it? He's like, Swedish pollen.
Right. You got to go to their official website. Hey, 100% money back guarantee. So they will make your fucking loads bigger.
Shoot massive loads for impressive performance.
They don't have any fucking prices anywhere.
Well, I got to buy some.
What other live streaming do you have besides Facebook?
We use Twitch, but no one ever is on it.
Because it's always Fortnite or Call of Duty. Well,
whatever. We don't really know many Twitch people, and we haven't really pushed it hard. So
there's no like YouTube Live or anything.
Nah, 6 months supply.
Well, no, we put the shit that we'll have on YouTube will be. I mean, this is all recorded for YouTube, and it'll be on YouTube
right
tonight. But, yeah, you know, it's...
God damn, 6 months for $289.95.
Oh, wow.
Give me 1 week's supply.
So what's that break
maybe
down
you can
to?
buy like a little Ziploc week supply from someone on, like...
So is that like, that's like 31, 31 something, 31.50 or something like that per... 31.66. I don't know math. I'm off work.
I mean, there's got to be month? One bottle for a month.
1 month supply.
Oh, there you go.
$59.
$60, yeah. That's a lot, though, man. $60. Now, that's the number one brand. You might be able to get the Max LR or whatever the fuck it's called.
Rigor X
might be a little bit cheaper.
Maxocum.
Yeah, Maxocum might be a little bit cheaper.
That one's not.
So who knows, but that is a lot of money for an experiment.
$60, yeah, it is. That's a lot, but I mean, I do want to try it.
I wonder if, you know... You know, like gas stations sell pills. I'm sure you might want to look around a gas station.
Those
pills.
Don't work.
You don't think so? None of them?
Oh, yeah.
No, like I tried that Enzyte once.
Well, I know Enzyte doesn't work. I used to work for them.
All it gave me was heart palpitations. Didn't do anything to my boner or anything. Just made
just
me think I was having a heart attack.
So you don't fall asleep.
I just almost died. That's all it really did to me for that.
Yeah, so I'm not going to take the male pattern baldness thing. I still have hair. I probably will for another 5 or 6 years. But
hey, so you got a... Not a would you rather, but didn't you have a gay question this week?
Yeah, I've got a would that make me gay question. For those of you that haven't heard this, these things, you have to think about it real carefully and really, literally, does it make me homosexual? Okay, because in none of these situations do I have a dick in my mouth or my butt or anything like that. Okay, so you have to think about this. Here's the new edition of does that make me gay? Mm-hmm. The last one, it was split, I think. I got like half, yeah, you're gay. Some guys jump to it real quick if you're anywhere near it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm having a three-way with this buddy of mine, okay? And we're having a good...
One dude, one girl.
Two dudes, one girl, right.
Gotcha.
And we're in a standing H, okay? And blah, blah, blah. I'm getting blown. He's in the back doing his business. And we're having a good time, and everybody's getting into it, blah, blah, blah. Well, he pulls out the nut on her, and it squirts up and covers me in the chest. Okay?
Yeah.
I finish what I'm doing before I wipe it off or do anything. I just stand there and just take it. Does that make me gay?
All right, so you're having a threesome. Some guy blows a load on your chest. You finish getting off your junk before you.
I act like
wipe
it's
it
not
off.
Even there.
All right, so you. Yeah.
I just take it and just keep doing what I'm doing. Now, because normally the real me, what I would normally do is scream like I had battery acid on me, and I'd run to the bathroom and jump in the shower like the crying game.
I wouldn't enjoy it.
No, but I'm saying I didn't even stop.
See.
Does that make me gay?
Right. You didn't even like try to like.
Oh no! I didn't wipe it off. I didn't go ooh or nothing. I just.
Didn't even say ooh.
Yeah, like if you said ooh, like how did you say it? If you were like ooh, like that might have been.
Well, that
like,
would
definitely
make me gay.
Yes. That's gay.
But I didn't even know it was there. Really, I just took the load.
All right. Well, my
and my buddy I was doing it with takes Semenex.
Yeah.
Oh God.
I was just thinking like.
So he's got a rope. On
I it. Would say not gay. I say because I don't think you have to be gay to be in a threesome.
No.
And it would, I mean, and there are consequences of what you're going to see when you're doing it. And that just happens to be something that's more physical. Yep.
I very rarely do I ever say any of this stuff is gay. And again, this is not gay. The thing that would make it gay, you know, like normal, was if you were just, you know, and then the guy cummed on your chest and you're like, and then that really did some extra for you.
No, basically,
if it landed on your lip and you licked it, licked
well,
it
obviously
off,
that makes
and then kept going like nothing happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously,
I
that
you.
Makes. Or if I, you know, if he was to blow his nut on me and I started doing this and rubbing it in, that would make me gay. But I'm just saying, it's like I didn't even know what happened.
Yeah.
Even though obviously I did because it looks like someone threw a quart of yogurt on me. You know, it looks like that. It's a big one. He shot a rope. But I don't even know what happened. Does that make me gay? My say is no. It doesn't make me gay.
It doesn't make you gay. It makes you motivated. You know, you want to finish the job. Once you get started, you don't want to stop. There's something to be admired about a person like that. You know, they got a job to do, and just a load on the chest is not going to finish it.
Yeah, right. Those are the people you don't want to hire.
Quitters.
Yeah,
quitters.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You would have made the interview, and you would have moved up.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to let anything deter me. When I start something, I'm finishing it.
Didn't start that expecting that.
It's not like I enjoyed it. Yeah, I didn't enjoy it. I just pretended it never happened.
So it actually makes you more of a badass if you look at it that way.
See?
How come the gratification you get when we agree that it's not gay gets you so excited like these are past events?
Well, because most of these that I ask, I don't want to be gay. This never happened to me. Like that porn blooper where the guy took a facial from the dude and he freaked the fuck out. But that one where the girl's eating the guy's butt and he farts in her mouth, you know that one?
Getting hit in the chest and getting hit in the face are two different things.
Two totally different
things. All right, if I'm in a threesome and I get a load like that's touching my mouth and stuff, I'm not going to take that lightly. There's no way. Honestly, I'm out if the guy comes on my chest. I'm just saying you're not gay if you stick around.
Well, because I remember the time I was telling you about the time that I was at the peep show and I reached down to grab the token that I dropped and I grabbed a handful of nut butter from this guy, and I swear to God, it was like my fingers were on fire. It was like the grossest thing ever. That being said, when the guy busts a rope on me and I don't run away, I still don't think it makes me gay. Most of these, I want you to say no, not gay.
Now, if the guy busted a load on you and you didn't stop, but you just make direct eye contact with the guy the rest of the time that you were fucking the girl, now are you gay? Like you got his load on your chest. You got the fucking eye contact going with you.
I still say no. I'm not touching him.
Yeah, I still don't think it's gay.
I'd be like, you're
now,
queen.
If I went around to squeeze the last drop out, you know, do the tug and pull, that would probably make me gay. But that didn't happen.
Yeah, that would probably make you
what
gay.
What if you shoot back on him?
Oh, yeah, revenge?
Well, if I was taking the Semenex, maybe I could reach. But right now,
it's true.
Yeah. I'd be lucky to reach her.
Yeah, instead you just pulled your dick
out
and
cummed
on
the rigger with the rigger X
and cummed on your foot.
You'll reach him with the Semenex.
Right now, my loads kind of resemble the quantity and mass of the drop of clear red stuff that comes out of the ketchup bottle if you don't shake it up enough. That's what my loads.
The ketchup
are like.
Pre-cum.
Yeah, that's what mine.
Which
are.
Is the worst? Yeah. No one likes the pre-cum
or
the ketchup
or the mustard pre-cum. Mustard has
mustard
it too.
Pre-cum's worse, I think.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean?
Watery mustard.
Are you talking about textures?
You know,
talking
like
about that liquid that comes out before the ketchup.
If you don't shake it real well, just turn it over and you got the first little drip of the mustard or the ketchup. It's nasty.
Good.
Yeah,
that's the pre-cum.
Yeah, so that was
when your mustard's been sitting there for 6 months and you barbecue all of a sudden.
Yes, exactly.
Have you ever eaten anything that's in your fridge and it's like a week or two past the expiration? Is it still cool, you think?
It depends on what it is.
I think it depends on what it is, yeah.
Well, in this case, I'd be thinking of...
probably 6 months after, and it's fine.
I ate some Vicodin that were like 5 years old one time and got a fucked up on them, so...
You got fucked up on them?
Yeah, there was... when we moved in to the house down on Rose Street, actually, I inherited a dresser that just happened to be there. It's like, oh, cool, my dresser. And I opened it up, and there was a bottle of Vicodin.
Nice.
This was like
good find.
2006, I believe, or something when we lived there. But I think the Vicodins were dated from 2003. And I'm like, well.
I think the only thing that would dilute it would be like getting sunlight. So
that's what I mean. I think they fucked
me up. The
only
reason they put an expiration date on it is so people would discard them. And if they're not using them. Because if you're not using them, you don't discard them. They're going to go somewhere.
Yeah,
that's
the
only reason.
I ate like five of them in it. It was a good time. I itched.
No, I guess mine would be like a mayonnaise.
Well, fuck, yeah, I ain't fuck with mayonnaise.
Oh, you can leave mayonnaise out in the sun all day and not get sick. They got that stuff so pasteurized these days.
You're probably right.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't do it.
The health department, they won't even check mayonnaise. They're like, yeah, that stuff just, no one gets sick off mayonnaise.
Really?
Yeah.
It's really? Fucking eggs, dude.
Yeah, I know, but they've figured it out after all the years of all the preservatives in it.
All right, I get it.
Now, if you're eating some organic mayo.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you put your ketchup in the... in the refrigerator or the cabinet?
Fridge.
Me too. Some people are cabinet people.
Well, even after it's open?
Even after it's open, yeah.
No, I don't think that's good.
I'm not sure.
Now, here's another question, because we were just talking about this. I would tell Jason last week, I just found, when I was going through my closet, a box of expired rubbers. Like 2 years expired.
I don't think they expire.
Now, I would agree that they don't expire right away, but I know they expire.
Oh, really?
So they'll fall apart?
When
is that what
they'll
do?
When I was a kid, I used to steal rubbers out of my great uncle's cabinet,
because
I was like, whoa, look at these rubbers. And these things were old, though. But anyways, when I opened it up, it was like dried up and like, I think, like a powder, powder or salt looking stuff, like the gel from had dried up into like a silicone.
See, I think a rubber should only cover the head.
I think it would be less effective. I think there's more of a chance for it to rip. Because I think, especially if it's in any kind of heat or a wallet where it's like moving around a bunch, I think it's going to dry it out.
But these were in a closet. This was never crammed in my wallet or anything.
Then I would say it probably depends on how old it is, but you're probably fine.
How's that for an invention? I'm going to invent
cool
a rubber that only
cool
covers the head.
Not your wallet, you're probably okay.
I should be all right. What about a rubber that only covered the head?
How's it going to stay on?
If it went underneath the helmet, underneath the lip, and found some way to grab it on there.
Like a little booty.
But the whole point is it catches the load.
Like Adebisi from the Oz's hat. Just somehow stays right
there. That obviously wouldn't protect probably against disease, I would think.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Is that how you get fucking disease? Is it just from your shaft?
Well, I mean, I'm thinking that anything that, you know, if you have a little hairline fucking chapped piece on your dick or whatever, anything where it can get into your system.
Yeah, I guess. I just feel like most sexual diseases aren't being caught from the shaft of the dick. They're either being caught from Mount Pubis there, you know, with the herpes and stuff, and then the shit that's coming out of your dick.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking if you're going to get a disease from some girl, then it's going to go in your pee hole and get into you that way. So maybe...
Yeah, you're going to vent like a grill cover, one that kind of wraps around the hard part there, and it'd be a hard invention, man. I feel like that'd be a tight squeeze that would have to be on there
in order
to stay on.
Well, you want it
on.
Tight.
Look up lemon. Uncomfortable. Look up lemon booty on...
lemon booty?
A picture.
I'm going to invent that. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to...
If we had something like this that was...
I'm
going to
cut the rubber off. I'm going to cut the rubber off at the bottom where the roll is. Because I think if it was tight enough and that roll set underneath the helmet, it wouldn't pop off.
What is a lemon booty?
That's what I'm thinking.
It wraps around a lemon so you don't get the seeds on your crab legs.
Well, if you're looking on Google, all you see is girls' asses
I see
and yellow
and nice ones.
Yeah,
that's true.
Big fan of lemon booty.
Maybe it's spelled differently.
I don't know. Oh, but look at that one.
Yeah, there's just a lot of girls with yoga pants on and yellow booties.
Yeah, and a couple of My Little Ponies showing off that ass.
Day-day.
Lemon booties are two, like, 1970 restaurants to...
Really? Yeah, I've never seen them.
It's old school.
That's cool, though. I want to get some lemon booties.
You know what I want to do, as long as Miggy's still here? I want to throw my would you rather. I know we're not done yet.
Yeah, okay, would you rather.
I got a good would you rather. Now, think about this.
It's not going to be like last week, is it?
Last week was a fucking great
one.
That
was great. Jesus Christ.
All right, here's a good one.
Is that the one? Yeah, that was good. When your mom logged in?
Oh, God, that was the worst.
You know what? That, and I could tell she finally logged off, and she said, you know, I'm supportive, but I have my limits, and she fucking bailed.
I talked to her yesterday. She didn't bring it up.
Oh, good. All right, so here's this one. Take, you know, everybody's got a list of women, famous women, not famous women that they would fuck, right?
Sure.
Take your number one. Who's your number one?
For someone that's famous?
Anybody. Anybody. You can fuck any one woman on the face of the planet. Come up with that. And I know we've all thought about it. Mine would have, I think, probably would still be Jessica Alba. I think she would be my top choice.
That's a good one.
I still find her very, very sexy.
Anyways, do we need the actual name for this?
Well, you need to, no, you just need to think about it.
Okay.
Okay.
You get to take your
That's
number
different.
One.
Yeah.
And you get to fuck her for the whole night. Okay? But she died 5 minutes ago.
Jesus.
Oh. Or you could fuck the fattest, nastiest, stinkiest broad,
but
she's alive. Take your ugliest, fattiest, stinkiest, nastiest girl you can think of. She doesn't even have to be fat. Just gross and disgusting and stinky. You can fuck her. She's alive.
She's
or you can fuck your number one.
The dead one.
The dead one only died 5 minutes ago. She's still warm. It's like she's sleeping.
Like
which
sleeping.
One would you rather fuck?
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
That's a good question right there. She only died 5 minutes ago. She literally had a heart attack as soon as you pulled your pecker out. She's gone. She flatlined, but she's still really warm still. Who are you fucking? And I mean the nasty one. She doesn't have to be fat. Just
Wait,
the most disgusting
she die
woman.
5 minutes after or before?
She died before. She's pronounced dead just
you
now.
You know that.
Oh, you know she's dead. A doctor just said, yeah, she's dead.
You know
but
that.
You can have your way with her right now. But she's your number one.
Is the doctor watching?
No, he leaves. Everybody leaves.
He comes and goes, she's dead. Say your goodbyes for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Say your goodbyes for 12 hours.
Okay.
As long as, you know, till she starts to get a little firm. But that's your number one on the planet. Your dream girl. You're fucking her, but she just recently died. What are we doing?
Ooh, this is a tough one, dude.
Joffrey.
Well, I'll tell you this. I just watched this movie the other day, and it's a French horror movie, and a celebrity, this hottest French celebrity, dies. And they take her to, like, the main hospital, and there's, like, they block it off from anybody being able to enter because she's, like, the biggest celebrity ever.
Uh-huh.
And she dies, like, randomly. And the guy who works in the morgue, him and his two buddies end up fucking her dead body.
What a weird movie.
So it's a good thing I'm not asking them.
So after seeing this movie,
I
have to go. I mean, not saying like it'd probably be the same answer before anyway, but after seeing that and how disturbing it was, I would have to go with the fatty.
She's not necessarily a fatty,
okay,
just
but
the most disgusting
bitch.
Woman.
Okay.
I'm talking her hair looks like she's got Don King in a leg lock.
Wow.
Okay, she's got
like
a lot of big hairy things.
It.
Oh, yeah. Her pussy looks like a Doberman eating mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Okay, this is not an attractive girl. Her
I do
breast
like
stinks.
Mayonnaise, though.
Her breast stinks. Everything
like
is bad.
And it doesn't go bad, we've learned.
Everything is bad about this girl.
At least the mayonnaise wouldn't stink.
Oh, shit. Wow.
Well, that is a good one, though. That is a really good one. I'm going to have to go with the Doberman eating mayonnaise.
You're going with the alive lady.
You
want the one that's alive.
Yeah, I have to. Just
what
so
about
I,
you, Jay?
I feel like part of like my soul would disappear or something after the other one.
I don't know, man. I think I might fuck the dead girl.
Which dead girl would it be?
And we talking, there's no laws or anything.
Oh,
I'm
no,
not going
you don't
arrest
get in any trouble.
It.
You're not
going to
be live on Facebook or anything.
I don't have to wear a shirt that says, I fucked the dead girl, did it?
Nobody's going to know but you.
Yeah, you could write a book called, like, One Last Time or something about the whole experience.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I don't know.
And for you ladies out there, the same thing goes. The guy, your number one guy, died with a heart on, fortunately. And have your way. Go nuts.
Yeah, I'm turning on the Misfits and fucking the dead lady.
Are you?
Yeah, sure.
Good call.
Why not? You know, the hottest chick, you know.
Oh,
die, 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 my darling. Just
Danzig would have done it.
Yeah, Danzig would have done it. In his prime.
All right, so we got one dead one and one live one.
What are you saying?
Yeah, man, now I want to kind of change my answer since it's like not as taboo.
it's every bit as taboo.
I know, I'm kidding. I'm sticking with mine.
Since you know you can tell on the misfits.
I know I
can
call Jason and confess my sins to him.
You know what? If it's Jessica Alba laying there, I could probably talk myself into the fact that she's just napping. I'm going with Jessica.
She's napping.
Yeah, you need to watch this French horror movie.
It's not like it turns me on, but we're talking Jessica Alba here. We're talking my number one in the world.
Yeah.
And she just now died. I'm going, Jessica, you're getting me.
Yeah, it seems to be pretty split online here. Actually, most of the people that have chimed in and saying they're going to do the dead girls.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Because they realize it's the number one. Is Jen Cruz still there? What are you doing?
With yeah, they said that one? After you said no one's going to find out.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah,
if you threw the everyone would know about it after that, I think the answer changes.
Well, I don't know. I mean, both Kenny and Steve both chimed in dead girl before I chimed in. So,
okay.
You know, I will say they beat me to the punch. They're not on camera saying it, though.
Ask them
so it's a little bit easier, probably.
Play.
Yeah, would you guys also listen to the Misfits, or we turn it on some?
I think we're clipping our asses off. I think this one's going to be loud.
Nah, I don't know. There's been a couple moments, but we're good.
So I'm going with the dead one. You're going with the dead one. Miggy's going to save his soul and go with the nasty one. And most of the people here, I would like to hear from one girl, if there's any girls listening.
We might have lost all of our girls.
Yeah, dead dudes. We lost all our girls at the beginning of that.
Monsters try harder. Yeah, so that was...
Well, if there's any listeners on the...
We had one girl chime in, and our instant answer was, show us your tits.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're gone. That's not even my style either. I don't know where that came from.
No,
I got
was
really
funny.
Excited.
That was funny.
Yeah, so we haven't asked MCP yet. Who are you banging, MCP?
04 Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan. 04 Lindsay Lohan.
That's your number one?
I could fuck Lindsay Lohan.
You could fuck Lindsay Lohan right now, but I don't know about 04 like, Lindsay Lohan.
And alive. The good thing is, she's almost died like 100 times, maybe so you're
even,
right there.
Yeah, maybe
she might
04.
Even wake back up during.
She's way back up. She's died and came back alive 3 times at this point.
The
yeah?
only bad thing about fucking a dead Lindsay Lohan is you'd wake up and your money would still be gone out of your wallet. It'd still be fucking history. She'd rob you even though from the fucking grave.
Yeah, Steve said as soon as he started listening, his wife got up and instantly went inside. So we're not really a girl show.
Steve who?
You don't know him. He's a guy I know.
His wife left?
Yeah, she's seen that, you know, watching us, and he's we're getting out of here. I don't think the women like us that much, but it's all right.
Some women do.
Yeah,
we've got some fucked up women friends.
Yeah, but they won't admit it. Well, yeah, they'll admit it to us, but not, you know.
Yeah, I think a lot of women listen to this show.
They're listening to it on the DL in their car or at their house, playing with their bean, looking at our sexy asses, you know.
Yeah, they like the video better.
Hey, Steve, what were we talking about when your wife got up and left? I'm curious about that. I mean, what was the button that pushed her in?
It might have just been the wings. Maybe she was hungry.
She might have.
You know what I mean? Oh, shit.
Well, I think that was a good would you rather. Made everybody think. Made everybody get theological.
One. So you guys nervous about having to drive home during the riots?
Not at all.
I know.
I do have to drive up 75.
So does
I have
he,
to go around
he,
downtown.
He lives in Northside, so he's right over close to you.
Ever, so like, I'm not drinking.
I live in White Oak, right over by you, Mickey. So I go up 75 to 74. Now last night,
I get off right at 74.
Makes me think tonight, though, because he extended the curfew to the whole area, that the protesting and if there is rioting will be downtown. Yeah. They won't go to Clifton today.
I'm more worried about getting pulled over from here to Riverbend than I am once I get
just those
past
fucking
there.
Bored cops.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I can see that.
I'm sure they're going to, you know, guys like us who are just going home. I'm not heading to the protest. I'm, you know, I'm not going to go loot anything. I'm just going home.
I just got off work and then I came and did.
Well, yeah, there's got
to
be a rule
for
that.
I had to bring the wings from work to the podcast.
You did.
I don't think. I wouldn't think they're going that fucking hard. Plus, not only that, but I think all the cops are probably down wherever that shit's happening.
That's what I would say.
I don't
think
they got many people just patrolling.
Yeah, they were saying a lot
about. I think this is the weakens the speed.
They were, even in like my neighborhood, they were saying a lot of like people think like places will get robbed like in Northside because all the cops are downtown.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a good time.
It's going to take 10 or 15 minutes.
If you're
going
to go to an escort, if you're going to go to a hooker or an escort, now's the time. There's no stings going on right now. They're all downtown.
Yeah, they're busy. Yeah, I have a friend that's in the drug you know, he's undercover kind of guy, like does all the behind the scenes shit and doesn't work the streets anymore. But because of this, though, he's, you know, down there doing that shit.
He's got the shield on. And,
yeah, so, yeah. You know, it's the same thing, I think, for all of them. So the people that would normally be investigating or doing stings and shit are a little busy right now.
Yeah.
You know, oh, I mean? She left on the would you rather. That's what caused her to leave.
Well, you know.
Steve, if you don't mind, ask her, just in the interest of science, what her answer would be if you get her a chance. If you got, I don't know how old she is, but I can come up with a guy somewhere in there.
I think Kim's hopping on that dead dick. Well, you just tell her I think that's where she's going.
Well, how old is Kim? About your age?
Yeah, I think they're already.
You take somebody around 40. Who's a good-looking guy around 40? Oh, you got Justin Timberlake laying there. How about that?
Yeah. Was he the guy you think they'd go for?
Girls like him.
Maybe some Ben Affleck?
Justin Timberlake with the ramen noodle hair or Justin Timberlake?
No, Justin Timberlake now.
Like now? Like trying to do a country album, Justin Timberlake.
That'd be cool if they're like, no, like ramen noodle hair.
I think that's my wife. She likes ramen noodle hair in Timberlake.
Does she?
And yeah, that's why she fell for me.
And the one with the white dreads.
Ramen noodle hair.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's completely why she fell for you.
Well, it definitely wasn't my good credit or job.
Or dick size.
Or dick size, yeah. There's a lot of things going on there.
That was good.
That was. You got a joke of the week? Wrap this motherfucker up so you guys can get going and not have to worry about getting killed.
My joke of the week is three quick ones tonight because you're a big fan of my pedophile jokes, so I got three of those.
I do love pedophile jokes.
Because these aren't long jokes. These are short, little quick ones.
All right.
But it's something I was thinking about today because I was trying to come up with one of my long pedophile jokes, but I think I've already used all those. So today I was reading, and it says, in America, 9 out of 10 people unknowingly live next to a pedophile. But I'm here to tell you, I don't. I live next to a 10-year-old with a sweet ass.
All right.
The other one was the one I told you earlier. You didn't like it, but I did. Fuck, I love this one. A priest, a pedophile, and a homosexual walk into a bar.
Yep.
Bartender says, hey, Jim, how you doing?
Yeah, I don't get it.
That's
too obvious. You know what I mean?
Is it really?
Yeah, it's too obvious.
No, I just don't think it is.
Okay, go on.
All right, you want the last one?
I'm not the judge in all your jokes. I like most of them.
All right. Guy goes to a Girl Scout troop meeting. Mm-hmm. And he whispers in all the girls' ear, hey, I've got some candy in the car if you guys want some candy. They follow him to the car, gives him the candy. He goes, you know what? I've got more candy at my house if you want the candy. So they follow him to his house. He goes, I've got more candy inside my room if you guys want some candy. So they're walking up the stairs, and the one little girl says, you know, I sure hope we get laid before we have a fucking heart attack.
You must not tell them that joke.
Pedophile jokes to me aren't gross. To me, they're funny because they're so fucking twisted. I like twisted jokes. My jokes are fucked up, and everybody that's ever heard them knows that.
Speaking of twisted, Steve said his wife is taking the dead stiff dick.
Is she? Who is it? Did she say?
Oh, I didn't get a name on it.
Well, good. At least we know the girls are on the same wavelength as us.
You know, and I think if a guy dies with a boner, he just stays there the rest of his non-existent life.
I would think.
Right?
Would.
Doesn't a rigor mortis happen?
You'd think so.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Why would it go limp?
Yeah.
You know what?
I've always heard that people get boners when they die.
Well, I heard that people, you know.
Shit themselves and everything else. Yeah.
But, you know, I know that to not be true because I've been in the area when people have died and they didn't shit themselves.
They may have a little bit.
It might be only if they had to take one.
That's true. Yeah, maybe they just shit before they died.
Well, if they ate the number 8 sauce, they'll definitely shit before they die.
Plus, a lot of times when
my belly hurts when
we're in the room with people that are like dying, they've been dying for months at that point, so they haven't really eaten anything.
That's possible.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's possible.
I feel good. Those wings were good.
Those fucking North.
Yeah, that last sauce took. It takes 5 minutes after however much you eat for the heat to go away. A full 5 minutes.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad for me. You chugged it, so fucking. I don't. That's crazy. You almost died. That was fun.
Well, it was longer than 5 minutes for me.
Was it?
Yeah, my belly still hurts.
Have you ate much today?
No, not really. But I think it's because I haven't shit in a week.
Yeah, that's probably
maybe that
to
has
it.
Something to do with
yeah,
it.
It's just
she's
coding,
fucking Blake Shelton.
Like coding over it.
Blake Shelton.
She's fucking. Yeah. Well, she's a country girl, so it makes sense.
There's a lot better looking than Blake Shelton.
I don't know who the fuck Blake Shelton even is.
He's Gwen Stefani's new boyfriend from The Voice.
Well, she likes attractive men. That Gavin Rosdell is a fox.
Yeah, God. But
yes,
he's not.
Real.
But Blake Shelton, he's an average-looking guy. But, you know, hey, to each his own. Blake Shelton's getting the dick.
To each its own. So thank you, Northside Yacht Club, for the food. Those wings were fucking delicious. If you guys haven't had their food yet, go eat it. I need to eat more of this stuff now. The wings are delicious. I'm sure the other stuff's good. So everybody go eat over there. Eat those wings.
Yeah, you can come drink with me.
Yeah, he'll be there drinking, probably eating and drinking. They got a – how are those deep-fried cheese conies? I know you were a cheese coney guy.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was pretty bomb, yeah.
You don't
people
eat them very
love
often?
Them.
Or is it just they don't have
– I had it once.
Okay.
Are they dipped in batter?
No, basically they take – like they make their own chili. And they steam the dogs, and they basically make a cheese coney with, like, mustard and onions. And then they take a large burrito tortilla shell, put a little chili and cheese on that, and then they roll it all up into a burrito, and then they deep fry the burrito.
Oh, so it's like a chimichanga, kind of.
Yeah, filled with a cheese coney.
Oh, that sounds tasty.
It is pretty good.
That does sound good.
You know, over by my house for
it's
some
rowdy.
Reason.
I mean, you can only, like, someone said they ate, like, someone came in and ate three of those or something.
Jesus.
And I was like, gross, man, because like, I'm a big boy, man. I ate one, and I was out. I didn't even stay at the bar. I was like, I'm going home.
My blood sugar's high. I'm good.
You know, over by my house for some reason, and there's like three different, you know those little trailers at carnivals that sell food?
Yeah.
Some of those have popped up around my house, and there's no festivals or anything coming. They're just opening for business.
That's what happens now.
And
those food trucks are
becoming big. One of them is the funnel cake and elephant ear one. Mm-hmm. And my kid never tried it. He wanted to try it, so we pulled in there. They have deep-fried
Twinkies,
Snickers bars.
Yeah, that's a big
deep-fried
fair
Milky
thing.
Ways, and deep-fried like cheesecake or something like that. And I'm thinking, you're gonna fucking just drop dead and fucking die here. They take this fucking,
I think that's a point,
Snickers bar, and they roll it in like corn dog batter.
Yeah,
and then they fucking deep fry it.
That sounds absolutely delicious.
I love corn dogs.
And awful at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's another one up the road that sells French fries and corn dogs. So I took my son to that. He's a big French fry guy.
I love a good corn dog.
And I love a good corn dog, but not for $7.
You got to, you know.
$7 sucks my dick.
But that's the thing with food. If you want the good shit, you got to pay for the good shit.
And this was you know, the guy sticking his hand way down in there and dipping it himself. This is my favorite.
I made a Kobe beef corn dog before.
Really?
Yeah. It was like a Kobe beef, like hot dogs, and I chopped them short, and then basically made like we had this like cornbread recipe. It was like a cheddar jalapeno cornbread.
Yeah,
I basically like dunked them in there and then deep fried them.
Fucking
and then
yeah!
Smoked like chipotles and made a smoked ketchup.
Just
and,
for
like,
yourself or for a
mustard.
Dish at the restaurant?
For me and this GM that I used to work
okay,
with.
Okay, yeah.
And in closing, if you put mustard on a corn dog, go fuck yourself.
Really,
corn dogs are ketchup things.
I mean, I never do put mustard on them.
If you put mustard on them, you can fucking fuck off.
I don't even need any kind of condiment with a corn dog.
A
good corn dog?
Some people like honey mustard on them also.
No, they can fuck off as well.
Ooh,
anything with mustard flavor, it's got to be ketchup on a corn dog.
What I like is you have a strong stance.
I like mustard.
Okay.
But not on a corn dog.
I like that you have a strong stance about something that means nothing.
Like people that love pickles, but they don't want pickles on their sandwiches. I just had this conversation
earlier. I'm the same way with that. I love pickles, but I hate pickles on a sandwich.
Yeah, it's kind of similar.
But I never ask for them to take them off. Besides the Nashville fried or like Nashville hot chicken ones.
You're never that guy.
I do want them off. I don't want them on there for that because it leaves a weird taste on them.
Gotcha.
I don't like that. But like normally, I just wait, take the pickle off. It's all good.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Flick it at the window like Adam Sandler.
Yeah. Just throw it out of the window. See how long it takes to die off there. Yeah. Thanks, everybody. This was episode 33. Be safe out there. If you guys are breaking shit, have fun. But don't hurt anybody. That's about all I have to say about that shit. I'll probably say more when it's just me and Chris and we can dive into that shit and I can call him an asshole for his opinions just for fun. But, you know.
Hey, here's what I want you guys to think about. Next week, I'm looking for the world's best pickup lines. I've got my five. Come up with some good pickup lines because I'm going to start using them again.
You're going to start using them again?
Yeah, I'm going to see. I've always wanted to see if I could get any of these cheesy lines to work. And my favorite one I've always used never has worked.
Okay.
I always either get a fuck you or they just walk away. But I want to maybe.
I love that's your favorite then. But we'll go into that obviously
next
episode.
The best
you'd think
one
it
ever,
wouldn't be the favorite after the fuck you anymore. Yeah. You'd be like, damn.
It's just funny to say them. So come up with your favorite ones and load me up here because I've got five or six good ones, but I want more.
And we could use some emails and stuff. Get pussy 69. You disappeared. Are you all right, buddy? I know you called me at like 2 in the morning last night and I ignored you because I don't talk to people at 2 in the morning. But we didn't hear from you, so I hope you're all right.
That's two times in a row. So, just to let you know, we love your questions, but if you do one more episode without calling in, it'll be a go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I was working on getting you a logo and everything, so.
Yeah. Disappointing.
Yes, it is disappointing. We might be able to get you a job at Yacht One's next thing, because those questions sucked.
Yeah, bottom tier.
Hey, but, you know, the guy that wrote those questions is a nice guy, so I don't want to shit on him too much, but the question.
And with any luck, hopefully, Miggy knows, but with any luck, we'll have our theme song here sometime in the future.
Yeah, so it's recorded.
Nice.
It's done.
It just needs to be mixed, and the guy who's mixing it is, like, taking his sweet-ass
time. Oh, you're not mixing it? You're having someone else mix it?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought you were mixing it.
No, I mean, I passed it off, and he's going to do it. If he doesn't, eventually I might just be like, yo, give me the tracks, and then we'll have like Chuck mix it or something.
Yeah, I'm sure Chuck could do it.
But it's okay. I think after we do this one, we're gonna do another one.
That's why I think Miguel don't like it that much, because he keeps on telling me the next one's gonna be like Pantera, you know, really good. But it's more because I think you just made some music that you think I would like, but not necessarily
not
something
even that
you would
like.
Into,
but
you know what
that,
I mean?
I wanted to make something that would fit well with the podcast and like kind of be like catchy.
Yeah.
And like just stick in your head and then like kind of get you in the mood to listen to it with a couple different like changes in music styles that happen real fast.
Right on. Yeah, and I wouldn't mind having more than one. We got to have outros. We have to have intros. We have to have everything else for all these videos and everything I'm making, so I can use anything.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't, or if you have watched our YouTube videos, the intro music is a song by Miguel. You're in a band called Casino Warrior.
Yeah,
which
I listened to that. I was like, heck yeah.
You guys
awesome.
Don't play that often anymore because, you know, why would you?
No one
Cincinnati,
does.
Exactly.
Unless,
no
like,
one does.
You're going to be a douche on a
but
video.
If you guys are in the metal music, check out Casino Warrior. They are fucking good. Really good.
Are you singing that? Is Mickey singing that one?
Yeah. He's the singer guitarist. Yeah, that's his band. Yeah. Basically,
nice.
You know, he writes all the songs and stuff. But the other guys are really good musicians. So yeah, his other guitarist slays.
Jason was first chair Bonaphone all through high school. He's a musician at heart.
Yeah, Bonaphone. Yeah,
he
played the skin flute. Yeah, he played the skin flute and the Bonaphone in high school.
We were in bands for a long time together, so that's how we know each other.
So you're both screamers.
I'm not a screamer.
You weren't a screamer? You actually sang?
I don't even consider myself really that.
He's a screamer. He can actually sing.
Yeah, but that song we use is a screamer.
That one's if you listen to his album, though, he goes pretty much through all of them.
Nice.
All of your voices.
Yeah.
Besides your South Park voice. You saved that for the albums we did together.
Exactly.
Well, guys, that's it. Giant thanks to Miggy for hooking this up for us. It was fun.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, it was great.
We're going to do another one with
all your
sauce. Fucking sauces.
Sauces.
Jesus Christ, that's so
we'll
disappointing.
We'll get these Yacht Club wings.
Pissed me off so much that we didn't get his sauce. But
maybe we'll get one of our pussy friends as a guest to do this with us.
And since I didn't get a sauce, I'm so angry, I'm going to go break the windows out of Sunoco. So I will see you guys later.
I'll see ya.
Later.
Cooling out, waiting for my lady. Got the special sauce, that's why she's my baby. My baby, and of course I'll do anything for her. Anything she wants to show her, honey, show her. Got a short mouth, a short tongue. Gimme summer, don't take the day. Gimme none. You got to work and deserve it. Earn it to own it. Then what she got, so never ever gonna leave it alone. Don't take what's cracking or forget. And never been stood up, your she does the stepping. My baby got sauce. Your baby ain't sweet like mine.
She got sauce.
Your baby ain't sweet like mine.
She got sauce.
Your baby ain't sweet like mine. Nah, she ain't that sweet. Well, that's a funky lemonade you got growing, baby. Is it special for me? Did you make it today? Cause I always stand by if you like me to. Yeah, I'll do anything that you could ever want for me to do. A kiss for some of this, a smile and it's done. Miss, I'm your mister. My sister's your sister. My mother's your mother. Father's your father. It all started when I kissed her. I missed her, dig. It was love at first sight. Yo, do better when it started. I ain't broken hearted, but babe, I need some time, so tight alone with the crew. Yeah, to do the stupid things that we used to do. Upon this, she slapped me with the fire pan. Yo, this is love, not gonna leave it. My baby got sauce. Your baby ain't sweet like mine.
She got sauce.
Your baby ain't sweet like mine. Your baby ain't sweet like mine. Nah, she ain't that sweet, see. Baby, what I would do for just one look in my direction, I
gave you all I have, but then you still act mad. You don't give me no attention. My baby got sauce, and of course, as a matter of course, she does what she wants to, cause she's the boy. Please don't tell my friends about the situation, cause like they think I'm on some extended vacation, cause I don't get out to see my boys anymore. Only time I leave the house is to go into the store for some more. What she want? What she want me for? What could she want this time? Take out my words, I know she ain't even mine, ain't even mine. Believe me, what she do at night? Yo, I don't know, but baby, I could guess it ain't right. Cause she got me waiting constantly and silent to raise my voice, negotiating it. I confident and broke like so windy argument. I shouldn't have even started it. I'm broken hearted. I can't be part of y'all. I need a team, so I count my loss. Dig, my baby got sauce. Your baby ain't sweet like mine.
She got sauce.
Your baby ain't sweet like
my
mine.
My baby got sauce.
Your baby ain't sweet like mine.
She got sauce.
She got sauce, she got sauce, she got sauce. Your baby ain't sweet like mine. Ain't so sweet like mine. Ain't so sweet like mine. Ain't so sweet like mine. She ain't so sweet, eh.